the A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
That's what I like.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
And they showed Josh McDaniels on the sidelines. Sweatshirt, rolled up.
Do you
offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on it.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, everyone out there. Welcome back to Shop Talk. It's been a couple weeks, but we are back. Happy holidays to everybody who I have not seen, especially the guys here with me. And Happy New Year. It seems like a new year, but it's not yet. We still have a couple days to go. A
couple more.
Right in the middle of a great football season for the Patriots. And obviously, you guys must have tons of stories from the holidays and the sales and what's new, what's not, and what's going on post-holiday sales, maybe. What's new?
It's actually very busy. The division win for the Patriots.
Oh, yes. How could we not mention that? Hats and t-shirts galore in
hats
the
t-shirt
pro
week,
shop.
Yep.
There's the hat.
There's the hat.
It's, online now, patriotsportshop.com.
That's right.
I believe that's the
Thank you for that
the
address,
day.
Jim.
So that sparked a lot of business as well as it's school vacation.
Yeah. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. So it makes the pro shop and Patriot Place, it is a happening place.
I walked into the store today and just to come down here for the show, and it was like game day.
Really?
It was mobbed.
I mean, we've been shooting in the hall the past 2 days, and I mean, we go in there in off hours normally when there's not a lot of people. Field trips are always in there and stuff. But we'll go where we can actually get things shot and things done without interference of people being loud and noisy and to kind of like hide from the crowd. Oh, there was no hiding yesterday.
Yeah, not this week.
Oh, it was people everywhere, which is awesome to see. But it was just, it's like, what is going on? Is it the holidays? Is it because it wasn't open over the weekend?
People
in town. So the pro shop's getting hit hard too, huh?
Hit hard.
Yep.
It's the perfect combo. I mean, you got everybody on winter break. And then with the excitement of the team wrapping up the division, and there's obviously a lot of momentum, it's a good place to be.
Crazy week.
Crazy week. So hats and t-shirts look great. They've got one of each in the studio. We're going to give out, you said the hat is the prize today?
Yes, the hat.
Okay. Good looking gray AFC championship hat. And we'll have a question obviously coming up, but... So, good holiday, everybody. Good stories. We weren't on last week because it was kind of a crazy week, and I'm sure you all were super busy.
We held a mock radio.
Did you?
Yeah, in Jim's office.
Oh, that's good. What was the discussion
there? He had a blonde wig on. He wanted to be Christina. And it was. You did pretty good.
And I was Mike. I had all these goofy little things I was saying all the time.
And I was
just dropping them in.
And I was just
one-liners.
Ken, like...
I must have been drunk last week because I have no recollection of any
Yeah,
of this.
Right? Jim's looking at you guys like you're crazy.
You don't remember?
No, I don't remember anything.
Well, Jim's lost his voice.
Oh, you got a cold?
No, you got a karaoke machine for Christmas, and Jim's been
I was trying to make my voice sound more acro-like.
Do I have a raspy, scratchy voice like that?
No, not quite this bad. I took it too far. I guess I took it a little too far.
Change the subject quick.
No, it's
Hurry,
interesting
Jim.
To hear.
I might have took the voice too far.
I hope I don't sound like I have a cold every day. I probably do, because I feel like...
No.
Lately with this weather, I've just been,
Right.
Yeah, not right at all. Not
no
good.
No one's right. Are you dressed in all black today because of the Florida Gators situation?
First of all, I have on gray, so you totally just said that to bring up the conversation.
Oh.
But, no, why would I, why? What do you mean?
Because the coaching situation.
Well, he's back. He's taking a leave of absence.
Yeah, I understand.
He heard the change-up.
But,
yeah.
Still, it was
a tear shed for about 12 hours.
You think that was a motivating factor? You wanted to fire up his team
a
little bit?
No, not at
no?
all.
Okay.
No, I think I mean, we saw Billy Donovan do it with basketball.
Yeah,
and
right.
literally the stories behind that from the people I've talked to behind the scenes say he literally got on a plane and went to Orlando and was ready to go and was like, this does not feel right. This is not happening. I can't do this. And they changed their minds, you know? And someone who's that passionate, who's a head coach of a team like that, I think all coaches across the board have that fire and that passion.
Absolutely.
And when you have a big decision like that
right.
and they're not totally comfortable with it, and plus he's not doing it because, I mean, he probably feels good sometimes. It feels horrible at other times. Right. So it's when that pain kicks in is when he's like, that's when I got to take a step back. Exactly. But when he's not feeling that firsthand, and I don't know how,
it's like a Brett Favre moment.
Yeah. Brett Favre. I mean, I guess we're making excuses for Favre right now, but him and the whole crying, retiring the first time around was a joke. That didn't need to happen.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
So if there's a chance you're gonna fall back on your word, don't sit there and cry for an hour on a press conference. That's
right.
That's my take.
So you went to Florida, right?
I did go down to Florida. I went to South Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
You came back to this balmy 12 degrees.
I think we dipped below zero with that wind chill.
Yeah, it was bad last night. The wind, the wind gusts in Boston, I think, were at one point, certain towns were feeling like 50-mile-an-hour winds.
My poor wife landed at Logan last night in...
Where was she coming from?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's better here, even if it's 10 degrees colder.
True. But she got off, and she was not doing well.
Because of the flight?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been a rough landing.
The worst she's ever...
I'm surprised they landed in that.
She was in a small plane.
Oh,
even more so.
It's because it's Pittsburgh.
So did you go to Pittsburgh at all?
No.
She just went.
She had to scoot home. Her grandmother passed away.
Oh,
one of those situations.
Oh,
I mean, it is what it is.
And here you are on Shop Talk. Who are you?
That's where my priority is.
Clearly. Oh, geez. All right. Well, we have an email to start us off. Everybody saw the show, or if you didn't, I'm sure you're seeing highlights on TV. The Randy Moss back and forth on the jumbo with the guy in the mask.
Right.
And I think back in 2007 when he first got here, I think there was a big group of the masks. I don't know if you guys have ever had those.
Oh,
where
yes.
Those come from?
Jim owns one.
Yes, I'm a proud owner of one.
Well, where is it? Let's see it.
It's in my office.
Oh, is it?
Sell them. And the funny thing is they've always sold. It wasn't like a crazy selling item, but they sold. Mm-hmm. And now... This has started a...
Kind of reignited it.
That reminded
it's reignited
everybody.
It.
Oh,
so
did it. So everybody's back looking for him in the pro shop?
Yeah. Mr. Ken Flanders is hot on the pursuit to get more Moss masks. So for those who are looking in-store, online, just stay tuned because we're trying to move quickly on them.
And who makes those and where do you buy them? Where do you get them?
He started it. I think he started back when he was in Oakland.
Yeah.
And, if you got to see one up close, it is lifelike. It's spooky.
You know, at the break, I'll go get it.
Yeah, it's
only 5 minutes. It's only 2 minutes.
It's solid. It's a solid.
Yeah, you got to see
it. It's disturbing.
No, I definitely. Yeah, I would like to see, because I saw it on the jumbo, and the whole interaction was great.
Yeah.
I'm sure people have seen the clips, but what really happened? It was in game. Was it the fourth quarter? And the jumbo show produced by our lovely Jason Dvorkin, who's out today on vacation. Is he vacationing in the middle of all this?
Slacker.
He said he wanted to do returns and go shopping.
He's in Colorado.
Okay. Skiing?
Looking for long sleep.
I think so, yeah.
Has everybody met Brian? Brian, you've been in and out, right? Obviously on all these shows.
I've been here all week.
All week. He's been here all week and he will be here all week.
Hi, Brian.
Brian.
Hey, guys.
Brian's our producer for the day. But Jason was producing the in-game show on the Jumbotron. I can't speak today. Apologize. Again, but that's usually my Wednesday routine. Anyway.
It only comes up at Wednesday at 4. I don't know why.
No,
by
I
Friday,
like
she's just drooling on herself.
Oh, I don't speak on Friday. That's so wrong.
That's very nice.
Drooling
on herself.
It was a good moment during the game that Randy Moss obviously looked up at the Jumbotron and saw this guy on camera and interacted with him and did his whole,
spread the defense.
Yeah.
I wore that mask to one game, and it was so distracting. People are having their picture taken with me. At least 5 or 6 people came over, put their arm around and had cell phones and taking them.
You know how it feels to be Flanders
now, seasons ago. It was very much like being Ken.
Yeah.
But it draws a lot of attention.
Really?
You'll see.
So what? Why did you wear it?
Because we had just got them. It was 2 years ago.
And you're like, I'm just going
to
try this
out. I thought it'd be fun.
Yeah, it was the 2007 season.
So I brought it with me to the game, and I was wearing it in the parking lot, and people from all over kept coming over.
Did you ever forget that you had it on, and you're like, why are these people?
Oh, no, you can't forget you have it on.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable, I'm sure.
And you have the Randy Moss frame.
Yeah,
your body.
I'm built a lot like Randy.
that's
probably
where it's sold.
Tall, lanky.
He's just stretched out over more inches.
4.2 speed.
That's right.
He's fast. I've seen Jim hauling it down the hallway.
That's right.
Saw him earlier. He was hustling.
Yeah, he's quick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
So, what was I know you guys have been super busy lately. Obviously, everybody has. But have you been able to regain your Pizza Wednesday momentum as far as
discussion? There was a little shift in the Pizza Gods. We didn't get together today because, as for a retail group, we have year-end inventory, which is not a pleasant experience. So we have all that going on this week. So we got to all kind of stay in our areas.
Pizza by separation.
But today, we did pizza. And I got to give a great plug to CBS Scene. I did their potato skin pizza.
Oh, my God.
And I'll tell you, that's one
killer.
Good, that's one good tasting item. So, yeah, CBS Scene, Patriot Place.
That
potato skin
killer.
Pizza. That was good.
They do have good pizza across the board. I think all of their pizza
absolutely.
Are good. So.
Yep.
Awesome. Mike St. Onge is back with an email. Hi, Christina. It's great to have you back. Thank you. We weren't on last week. I guess that's where I've been. It's like, where have I been? Anyway, one of his Christmas gifts was a gift card to the NFLshop.com.
Boo.
Boo. After seeing the throwback mini helmet on the Patriot Pro Shop website, I tried to find the same helmet on the NFL site. Mm-hmm. They had one, however. It isn't near the quality of the one on the Patriots website. The NFL Shop helmet has a lame gray face mask where the Patriots one has a vibrant red one. Why the difference in quality?
Well, they used to have the gray face mask.
Different years.
Yeah, different years had different face masks.
Rydell makes a whole bunch of versions, right, Jeff?
Yeah. So, I think they make a version for each version that we wore in the past. So there's the two bar with just the two bar on there. There's the face mask like Brady has behind you. You know, those type of face masks.
And all the mini ones come with this different?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the
mini,
gray and red.
It used
red.
To be gray yep. and red.
Yep.
The red looks
a little sharper.
Yeah, it looks sharper.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. We have helmets in the studio that we use on the set, and some have gray and some have red, and it definitely is a little bit more bold. Mm-hmm. But I will say the most important line of this email was the next one that I haven't read yet. I still haven't used the card yet, but the Patriots web shop is 10 times the NFL shop.
Nice.
So
it's about time people started recognizing
exactly.
that.
There you go.
We've been saying it for weeks.
Now he's got an NFL shop card for sale, half price. Anybody want it? takers. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So Christmas is coming on. I'm sure everybody got all their gifts. And we got New Year's. Is there anything revolving around New Year's that you guys have? Like fun
We ran an ad in PFW. That's out right now, and we kind of featured all of our, what would you call it, glassware? Glassware, like all of our shot glasses, wine glasses, beer steins, cups.
Champagne glasses?
Well, I guess, Jeff, are they considered champagne?
You can pour champagne in them.
Drink champagne out of many things.
Jeff just drinks it out of the bottle. That's why he's confused.
Yeah. A champagne flute, you guys don't carry those?
I don't know. I don't.
I think we had a small amount, and they're gone. And
oh, okay.
Yeah. But just that whole glassware thing.
Yeah.
I would just use a Pilsner.
Pilsner, exactly.
It holds more champagne.
That's true. Oh, God. But so you're kind of promoting that as far as people getting
people,
that stuff.
Yeah, people get a lot of that for,
I believe it.
And at the same time, they're kind of, one of the things we're going to talk about was kind of gearing up for the playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everyone's obviously going to go, and hopefully some are on the road. Meaning we've advanced.
Yeah.
And so
first one will be at home.
People put together some pretty good playoff parties.
We definitely see a lot more like home gating stuff sell
in
the
home
playoffs.
Gating,
there's no question.
Home gating.
No, you're right. You'll get it during the season, but playoffs is
way more. The week between this next game and that playoff game, we'll ship a ton of home party kind of stuff.
Platters and
bowls
and
cool stuff that we've discussed and seen and everybody can find on the website.
I'll tell you this. We talked a little bit about the hat, but I don't think anybody had any idea how popular this was going to be.
What do you mean?
We sold hundreds.
Really?
Hundreds.
Huh.
In just a couple of days. We're having trouble getting them in fast enough to ship them.
Wow.
For example, a couple years ago when we won the division in 2007, couldn't give the hat away. Everybody was waiting for the
Isn't
next big thing.
We were undefeated.
You know, spoiled.
Yeah, waiting for the AFC Champs hat or the Super Bowl
I think
hat
that's,
or whatever.
Yeah, I think
you
this
win,
year.
You win like 3 Super Bowls in 4 years, and people already have all this merchandise that they haven't worn all
that
much.
That was also the fifth in a row. Remember, we had the 5X version.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Right, so it was the fifth time in a row we'd won the division.
Right.
Yep. So I think it got a little old, and last year we didn't get one. Mm. But this hat's nicer, I think, than some of the other ones.
Yeah, and they
it's
redid like a, it. The years past, finish. It was a white nice. Hat, we'll and now it's a gray one.
Sorry.
So
sorry,
we've updated
reach.
It.
I see what you're saying, though. It just it's kind of a privilege to be able to have one of these. People have seen
there was a
you
great
know,
picture
what it's like
that,
when you don't go to the playoffs.
Real Patriots yep. on Twitter. Stacey James tweeted out a picture of
nice.
Coach Belichick putting one on Robert Kraft's head in the locker room.
Nice.
Of that same hat.
And okay.
Some of the players commented they hadn't had a t-shirt and hat game in a while.
Yeah.
And maybe all that's part of it. I think that people were much more excited about winning the division than we expected them to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I could see. And you know what? There's a lot of new faces
True.
On this team, too,
exactly.
that comes with new yep. fans, from, new families.
From mm-hmm. 2 seasons ago, yep. especially the last time that they had that opportunity. That's
yeah.
a good point.
Yep. There's a lot of, you yep. know, people that, guys, I mean, we're doing a tease a little all-access piece we're doing. We're talking to Lee Bodden. That's who we were in the walking around the pro shop, or not the pro shop, the Hall of Fame with yesterday. He's never, in 7 seasons, he's never won a right. hat and t-shirt.
Wow.
He
wow.
was very excited to yep. get
and
a
it's
hat
a great hat. I think
so.
That's part of it. I think part of the reason we were talking to, we've been talking a lot about why it sold so well, and mm-hmm. I said it always depends on the hat, too. If it's a great-looking hat that people really like,
right.
you're going to sell a ton of them.
Yep. Yeah.
That
yep.
is definitely one.
Well, everybody can get out their hot weather game gear, right, to head to Houston this
yeah.
week. Anybody traveling with the team.
That's a great
get
stadium.
All that, is it? Yes. I've never been.
Yeah. That's a great stadium.
Home of Super Bowl 38.
Yeah. Yes. And retractable roof, correct?
Yes.
So it could yep. be, depending on the day, who knows?
It's just I liked it a lot.
Yeah, Mike and I were there.
For the
yeah.
Super Bowl,
yep.
you guys won.
38, yep.
Nice.
We did the halftime show, Jeff yep. and I.
What'd you do?
Was
kick
that,
some
was
field
that
goals?
Was that the infamous?
We had to cover up Justin Timberlake's performer partner there.
Oh, that was the one.
Yeah. yeah.
You guys embraced her when she ran off the stage?
Yes, we
exactly.
covered her up.
Oh, my God.
Took good care
That's
of
hilarious. That's good. So you have a list of notes and your mechanical pencil. Please
yep.
share. What do you have?
I love that. The mechanical.
Come on. I'm done. Give me some notes.
No, it was just random things to talk about.
That's what scares us.
That's just.
Maybe we should move on to Jim.
I have no notes, and it might be safe.
Well, Jeff's got the fact book out over there.
Oh, is that Total Patriots?
This is Total Patriots.
Oh, we had Bob on our show on Patriots Today. We did a little interview with him. But go ahead and tell us what you got.
It's available at patriotsproshop.com.
Thank you, Jim. Is it available in the store, Mike?
It is.
It is, yes.
It's heavy, though. You'd rather have it shipped.
It's going to cost you.
$5.
$0. Go.
It's
gas money to get here.
This is Total Patriots, the definitive encyclopedia, the world-class franchise.
You should be on the radio. You have a great voice.
Why, thank you very much. That's my radio voice.
Tell him what they
sounds
they've
like
won.
Don Pardo.
Tell him what he's won, Gino. Actually, there's a foreword by Gino Cappelletti. But it's literally got everything you'd ever want to know about the Patriots in every single game, player,
stat,
venue, stat, whatever you want to know. I mean, ridiculous amount of detail in this.
How many pages is it? First of all, let's describe
that's like
how
a, that's
giant
the Bible
this book
of,
is.
Of Patriot knowledge.
Yeah.
Over 800 pages.
Oh, my goodness. Were we interrupting your reading? I see you're like halfway through it.
No, I actually stopped in the playoff section just because we're entering the playoffs. And
right.
I thought it might be cool to review some of the playoffs, the first playoff game that we had. You know, well, this I don't know if this was the first, but this is a divisional playoff game in December 18th, 1976. Everybody remembers that against the Raiders.
Jim went. You were 30,
game.
Right?
Sugar Bear Hamilton.
Yeah.
Jim went upside Ken Stabler's head.
8 years before I was born.
Jim was 30 at that game.
Moving right along.
I was 9.
I was 6. Anyway, January 12th, 1986. Pats Dolphins AFC Championship game
squish
in your hometown.
Nice.
Yep, that was squish a squish the fish. Fish.
Yes. Everyone yep. knows about that
we
one.
We had never won there.
Right? Exactly. Yep.
Orange Bowl.
And then we move on to the 2002 Snow Bowl. Got the Steelers AFC Championship game. All kinds of detail on this.
We can just let Jeff read this.
Let me run with it. Huh?
Story
Jim,
time.
Leave.
I'm going to turn my mic off. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Did you know that Matt Kavanaugh completed 8 touchdown passes to a Patriots tight end?
We need that background.
That's unbelievable.
What number did
that
Matt
really
Kavanaugh
is
win?
Like
12.
Very good, Mike.
Wow.
Get them all, Jim.
So I'm impressed.
I would imagine
I read the
that's
book.
A good. You did not.
Oh, yeah.
What?
No, he didn't.
No, I just know.
I was going to say. There's no chance.
He can't sit still long enough to watch a movie.
Say.
He's going to read that whole book.
And now, story time.
Oh.
That's good. That's
with
good.
Jeff Breitenbach.
Yeah. So it sounds like. That's a good, I mean, obviously anybody would want to have that as far as being quick with the stats and knowing what's going on and just understanding this team inside and out. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
The
this
time
is...
it took. I think he said
it
was like a year after year project for him.
Yep.
He just said a jigsaw puzzle, I think he referred to it as, trying to put it together.
Yep.
I'm trying to think what day that was if you want to go back and listen. On Patriots Today, they're all archived.
Did you shoot that? They shot that in the pro shop.
Yes, we did, mm-hmm. in the lovely pro shop. Nice,
that's right.
Good looking shot.
Was it?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Thanks for the plug.
Of course.
We owe you.
That's what we're here for. So what else? What else?
Oh,
you got?
Speaking of plug, we had a Shop Talk fan show up again at the pro shop.
Nice.
He's from.
Ah.
You made sure I said Northern England.
Why are they always foreigners?
I don't know. Northern England.
That's the connection with the internet.
Oh,
you know?
he's going to be.
Worldwide web.
Worldwide web.
I get it now.
Ding. His first name I think was Don, but he said you got. I told him I mentioned his name, but he goes by Scotch. That's his
Scotch.
Nickname.
As in
Scotch.
The drink.
I like that name.
I'm assuming so.
That's fabulous.
It's Scotch Westland.
Ooh. Is he listening right now? You think, or is he still here?
He's probably. I think Scotch, he said he was going to go up to CBS Scene, and I have a feeling he's got a few in him. Yeah, it was earlier today. And, yeah, he's in.
Maybe he calls himself Scotch when he drinks Scotch.
I would.
Scotch.
That's
scotch,
his, like,
scotch.
I love Scotch.
Yeah, but he's a. He's
actually,
a
I'm not even mad.
There we go. That's good.
So, yeah, he's in Boston for New Year's, and he's going to the Winter Classic game.
Yeah, which I hear that the weather's not looking so hot
for
that.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Or it is looking very hot for that.
It should have been here.
It should have been here.
It would have snowed here.
So that's
no,
even
that's
better.
Good. That's what I'm
yeah,
saying. This is
exactly.
Opposed to.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's supposed to snow, what, Saturday, Sunday, but just rain on Friday?
Yeah,
like, how does that happen?
A little too warm for.
That's ridiculous.
For that, right? Yeah. A little too warm after it's been, what, 7 yesterday?
Yeah,
right.
It goes from 7 to almost 50.
Yeah.
Oh.
They don't know what's going to happen.
They don't.
No one
it's
knows.
Crazy.
It's like
this
us walking
crazy.
In here for
this
the show.
Crazy.
We don't know.
Hey, no idea.
No,
no
idea
what's going
to happen. They just go in and.
Maybe we should just do the forecast.
We could. Just
Let's
make
do
up
a
some
10
stuff.
Day forecast. Monday.
80.
Partly sunny, 80.
Somewhere.
Somewhere.
Somewhere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
A little wind.
It's only 4:23 here, but. So what are you guys doing for New Year's? Anybody have any fun plans?
No, I do
counting
I,
inventory.
Overrated.
I do the family thing with
inventory.
Kids, bunch of couples.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's fun. No,
yeah, it is.
You tie one on. He's like, no, I don't drink.
Are the kids betting on all the college bowl games?
I have apple cider.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Wait, who plays? Oh wait, New Year's Day. I know Florida State plays. Who else plays Florida State on New Year's Day? There's a lot
Penn
of
Penn State,
plays.
LSU.
Yeah. Yeah. It is,
what's Iowa play?
Tuesday. Yep. FedEx Orange Bowl.
Yes.
Got Ohio State.
Ohio State plays
on that night.
Friday, yeah.
And Iowa plays, forgive me, I kind of.
Georgia Tech.
Turned it all off when Florida lost. I was like, bowl games.
Black and gold.
Bah. Nothing. No interest. But yeah. I did watch Miami, Wisconsin a little bit last night.
Yeah, how was that?
Wisconsin. Took it
took
home,
it
right?
To home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those white on white uniforms Miami was wearing.
You know, people have been given the Big Ten a bad rap all year, saying they're not a strong conference.
No,
Wisconsin
they are.
Showed a little
bit
last night.
Yeah, they did. And Miami's completely overrated in my head. And the quarterback rocking that ridiculous haircut and then loses. Like, how do you do that? You know what I mean? Wouldn't you? I would shave my head at halftime. Like, okay, we're losing. This is ridiculous.
Yep.
I'd be so embarrassed.
He
did not. It didn't look cute. I think they look kind of stupid, to be honest.
Life
but,
at the U.
Life at the
They're
U.
They're crazy.
They're crazy. Miami, good times. so, no fun New Year's plans to talk about.
No, it's fun. It's not,
it's fun.
I mean.
Nothing's crazy.
Yeah, you're going to be like, oh, you're so lucky. It's not like, you
awesome.
Know, Times Square or whatever.
You don't do the first night up in Boston? No.
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 Well, it's a good thing because it sounds like everybody's either going to get rained or snowed on. So.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
You ever done that? You ever done first night?
No.
What is that? Someone explain, please.
It's just
everybody gathers
activities.
Together outside and wait for the ball to drop down in New York, and they just
yeah.
Where are they gathering?
No, you mean like
the
Boston's
common.
First night?
Yeah.
Don't they have the Pox play or
It's like a whole series of different events that they try to make into sound like it's one thing.
I think it's better on TV. I don't know. I did go once, but we were pretty...
In Boston, you're talking about?
In Boston. Oh. Yeah, we did it's first
on TV?
Night. It's always on TV. Yeah,
we had a couple.
I think the consensus in this room is it's amateur night for New Year's.
Yeah.
It's kind of overrated.
Yeah.
A lot of people
People want to do something, that's fine. You don't have to name it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it's something different and special because it's, it's not.
Good New Year's is going to a good party with a lot of people you know.
Exactly.
Whether it's at a bar, a house.
Or going to bed about 10:30.
Is that what you do?
Sometimes. I don't see the point anymore.
What was I going to say? All right, so we decided the hat is the gift.
Yeah.
And we'll have a question. We're going to take a quick break. On the other side of this break, we'll let you know what the question of the day is. Our phone number is 508-543-7482. If you call in first and have the answer, you will get a beautiful Division Champions hat. So stay with us. We'll be back on the other side of this break.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in? It
says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. Says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Man, it's football season. I mean, usually the house is decked out by now. You know, the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year, I'm working on a higher level.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got Razor Sharp Fios TV from Verizon, so I don't just watch the game. I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box.
Right, so no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football-shaped serving trays.
50 seasons of New England Patriots football, 3 Super Bowl championships, endless memories.
It's good! It's good! Terry!
Live them all at the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Celebrate the greatest players, moments, and teams in Patriots history with sights and sounds that put you right in the action. Step inside the huddle as Tom Brady calls the plays. Go under the hood and review controversial calls just like a replay official. Learn the playbook from head coach Bill Belichick. Take your best shot at a game-winning field goal in the snow and let the confetti rain down while you gaze at the Patriots' 3 Vince Lombardi trophies.
Back-to-back, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
And don't miss the 30-foot-high displays honoring the team's greatest players or the signature film showing the history of football in New England. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass. And is open 7 days a week. Call 508-698-4800 for more information or go online to thehall@patriotplace.com. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. An unforgettable, exciting, interactive experience.
I think we've definitely reverted back to Halloween because this creepy mask is in here looking at me.
It's awesome.
Even off of your face, just sitting on the table, it's kind of scaring me. But that's
quite lifelike, huh?
Oh, definitely. It's scary. It's scary because it's Randy Moss staring at you.
I think it's more scary on the table.
On the table, yeah.
Right. I put it on a head. I keep it on a shelf in my office, and there's people that work for me that won't come in the office when it's looking at them. One girl in particular, she goes, "I can't come in here when things like that to turn it around."
Oh my god, it's definitely
very disturbing,
very real looking to the point where you just revealed that the person wearing it during the game, I had no idea, was only 12 years old.
Yeah, I think he's 12 years old.
That's funny. He did a very good impersonation of Randy Moss with the whole the whole bit. That's funny, but it's creepy. But I could see how people are, you know, flipping out over
the
him
funny
right
thing
now.
Is the wig looks just like Jim's hair.
It does.
A little different color.
Little.
Little did everybody know that Jim's rocking an afro right now.
That's right. It's a leap. I have a leaping gray fro.
Leaping? Yeah, leaping. It's leaping. But so you can't find them. You guys don't have them in the shop right now.
Not
or
currently.
Online. Not currently.
Yep. We're working on it.
Okay. Just how. We just had a few left 2 days ago, and they're gone.
Interesting. Choice of sound.
They're gone.
All right.
You're bringing your own sound effects these days, huh? Like?
Did you?
That's the worst sold out sound.
That's right.
For future reference.
If you were in retail, you'd know that.
Goes right along when we're out of merch. I don't even know if I can make that noise. Did you have those already in the shop from 07? And then when he did the whole spiel on Sunday, people were like, can I have that?
Yeah, they went. Right.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Yep. 2 to 3 weeks, people.
Oh, it better be quicker.
Yeah, Ken's working on this one for us. Yep.
He's on it.
Good. It's crazy. It's fun just to have one of those because obviously he's one of the greatest players, you know, to just remember from this team. So Mike is back with another interesting email. Great idea. My son and I were at the Buffalo game a couple weeks ago. There were many Pats fans there. I noticed lots of people with tents set up selling Buffalo paraphernalia. Yeah, that's the word. Maybe the pro shop should set up a traveling caravan that would go all the way to the games and sell Patriots stuff for all the Patriots fans. Who's driving the bus?
Yeah. Well, Michael?
First of all, they would. The other teams probably wouldn't want a
tent off
a truck
outside their grounds. You could do that.
Kind of like a NASCAR. We looked into it years ago. That you know, you've seen those NASCAR trailers that pull up to races and they kind of fold down.
Yeah.
And sell, but you know. We got the at least the stadium property covered pretty well, with you know various retail locations. So that
idea has been shot down.
Yeah, that's that'd be a solid expense.
That'd be
especially
awesome.
When you play in Seattle.
I mean, if that became an opportunity, and they were like, oh, okay, you're gonna drive the van and you're gonna be there at every game, would anybody be a taker?
It'd be
of
like that ESPN commercial when they're all.
You Jim. Take the job in a heartbeat, wouldn't
sure.
you? It'd be fun.
Absolutely.
I'd that ESPN it, sure. commercial.
Jeff
when
and I
all
on
driving.
A road trip?
Yeah.
Caused some damage.
Right? The ESPN commercial when they're...
Yeah, it'd be just like that.
Just we'd all be in there.
Yeah. Wait, which one? When they're in the RV bus. And they're the all RV. Driving? Right. Yeah, there's a ton of them.
Be all of us. And Ken. good stuff.
Ken would be driving the RV.
those two-week... Or those week-long West Coast trips from last season. There was two of them.
Up and down the coast.
Back-to-back West Coast trips. You guys just stay out there. West Coast vacation.
Driving up and down the PCH? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Do you think you guys would start to argue after a little bit of time in the same?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah? We got to know. We got to, yeah, Jim.
We wouldn't get out of New England without something happening.
Without some kind of
you'd
breakdown.
See a body being thrown out.
Incident.
Ken would be the one standing on the side of the road with a newspaper over his head in the pouring rain like that commercial, Jeff Van Gundy. Yeah, that'd be Ken.
Good times. So this is kind of we're just talking about how you guys are kind of in a weirdo week, shall we call it? You're coming off of holidays, not quite to the playoffs,
right.
But it's kind of a transition.
Right.
We got to regain our identity, people.
Exactly. Right.
It's not like, you know, post Christmas, no matter where you live, you know the deal with shopping. You do your returns, you have your gift card. And then other than that, there's not a heck of a lot of buying going on. But fortunately, like we said, with the division win, people are fired up. I mean, they're fired up. And I think they're more fired up, not just obviously because we won the division. It's because of what happened last year.
Yeah.
You go 11-5, you don't make it. Even the fans have a chip on their shoulder.
Exactly.
And it came down to the last game of the season last year where they won it, and it did not. It didn't work. So
did everything possible. And
So it's from a retail, from our part of the retail world, it's a good spot to be in a time that normally is kind of people are waiting for the playoffs.
You know what else too? Most years in the last few years, everyone expected us to be there.
Yeah,
expected us to win. Expected us to be the favorite to win.
Right
now we'll go in at best the 3 seed.
Yeah, we're a little bit of an underdog, and people. I think people love that. Yeah.
Oh, and nobody's talking about us having any chance at all. If you listen to all the experts, well, this team's dangerous, that team. Nobody's talking about us.
No chance.
And I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, there's something to be said for the underdogs coming in and sneaking in, you know, and they've clinched the playoffs already. What else can people find in the with the AFC champions? Are there jackets or anything like that, or what's the deal with that?
Nope, there's just t-shirt and hat.
T-shirts. Yep. Wow.
Yep. Usually that's what it is for the division anyway. Mm. If it comes to the conference championship, the AFC championship, win that, mm-hmm. there'll be all kinds of products we'll have for that.
So
we'll
that's
have,
the big one. Yeah.
That's the big one. We'll have all kinds of different styles of t-shirts, hats, mugs, bumper stickers, all that stuff.
So from that scale, when you really look at it, there's kind of three levels here in the postseason.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the fact that people are flipping out about just the division stuff is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Yep.
Like you said, you know. Everybody expects them to just hit that next level.
Yep.
But that's awesome. So what? Busy week, not so busy week. What are you guys doing? It's just, an away game, so you're gonna have like a. What do you think the weekend will look like?
Well,
judging by the traffic today, if it keeps this up,
true.
It was extremely busy in the pro shop.
You guys look a little tired in here today. You're like sounding like me all of a sudden.
Oh.
No, honestly it should be good. I mean. It's really, people are just going to, it's really a 2-week wait for the playoff game.
Yep.
You know, I'm sure this game could change some playoff, you know,
it's going to set the seating and all that.
But it's
We're in.
We're in. Exactly. People are fired up and
yeah,
it's good.
Sunday's going to be a crazy, crazy day for football. I think it'll be a lot of fun to sit back, watch all the games, and really nothing's going to be decided as far as seating until the last game, the night game. So
I don't even think there's a night game. I think there are only 1 and 4 o'clock games today.
Jets and
is that a
Sunday? There's a Sunday night game and no Jets. Monday night game.
Yeah, the Jets
no Monday night game.
Jets
that's right.
Cincinnati got moved.
Jets Cincinnati got moved to the night
prime
slot
time.
On Sunday. Yeah, so it'll be interesting. We need a question of the day, people. Come up with something. Let's go. Hmm.
Jim, why don't you look at Total Patriots book and pick out a question of the day?
I'd be happy to.
We were teed up with a question of the day on an email, but he knows the answer, so I don't know if we could use it. Do you guys know the answer? How many division titles have the Patriots won in the past 9 years?
The decade.
Dude, give me a little Jeopardy music.
Six.
Ding, ding, ding.
Six. One more. Yeah, one we just got.
Is it?
Oh, we won 5 in a row, right?
Yeah.
Plus this year, that would be 6.
I think it's more than – is it 6?
Well, we know it's not more than 9.
Well, the 5 time was in 07, and we didn't win last year, so.
In the 01 season, I don't think we won the division.
No.
Well, you got the answer in your hands.
Hey, come on, Jim, look it up. You got the book.
You're the master.
Oh, that's the best game show you lost.
So do you have the answer?
He didn't put it down here. I should know that.
Let's go through. It's only 9 years, guys.
I'm going with 6. It's probably 7, but I'll go 6.
Mike, answer us. This Mike, not you, not Perry. Mike St. Ange wrote in, and
I was trying to think of the division hats, but we're getting hand signals.
That's how you're going to remember.
That's
when
you know
all the hats.
You know something. Say hand signals are going.
There's only 9 years. You guys don't remember the last 9 years of the Patriots?
9 years is a long
time. 2001, did they win the division? Yes.
No.
And they had a first round bye.
Where are you getting this information?
I'm a Patriots fan. Yeah. I've lived here my whole life.
Oh, he's right.
You know it.
He's right. Yeah.
I'm not expected to know this.
Because we hosted the...
They were 11-5, and they hosted the Raiders and the Snow Bowl.
We hosted the Raiders and the Snow Bowl.
That was a divisional game.
No,
it was a divisional game, which we hosted.
It wasn't wild card. It was wild card division conference. It was a divisional game because then we went to Pittsburgh
the
next
week. So
we
didn't play in the wild card? Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I think the whole 9/11 thing threw you off because of the week off and they moved things away. There was only 1 week in the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
2002, they didn't make the playoffs.
Nope.
2003 and 2004, they won the division.
Yep.
2005, they won the division. 2006, they won the division.
That's the five.
2007, they won the division.
So it's 7.
And then this year.
Yep.
Oh, so this is their...
Yeah,
seven?
See that 5. We forgot the one. The that was 5 in a row,
yeah,
but we had the year
for
off.
For reason, I didn't think the 0-1 year we did, but
so it'd be 7 out of 9 years.
Okay,
it's right here in the media guide.
Uh oh,
available at the Patriots Pro Shop.
You can buy a media guide at the Pro Shop.
Absolutely,
PatriotsProShop.com.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yep.
I
thought that was an insider's book.
It's amazing.
Nope.
Shh. Everybody's thinking and reading and making hand motions.
It's quiet time.
Yeah, what the heck? We're on the radio.
Sorry.
All right, so what's our question?
Yeah, do you have a question? How many division titles have the...
No, after all that, come up with another one.
Oh, man.
Come on.
On the fly, we can't... Jeff, well, how about this? I'll come up with a question, but...
Oh, jeez. I'm scared.
Jeff, yeah. Hey, I got an idea. I'm going to come up with a question, okay?
Jeff, you tell...
There's a category in this book, not that this could be our trivia question, but points scored by Patriots players on their birthday.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's cool. That's crazy.
One. Jim Plunkett on his 24th birthday threw two touchdown passes to Randy Vataha.
I think Tony Collins scored the most touchdowns on his birthday, running back.
All right. Everybody's been reading this book, which is going to be our question of the day. What's the title of this book?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Hey, don't say it, Jim, because you
spoil it all the time.
All
right, call in 508-543-7482. Give us the title of the book that has clearly been taking up everybody's attention in this room because no one's talking. They're reading. This is a lot of fun. Anyway, it's a good resource, and we just got a birthday tidbit on there. What was that? Point scored on their birthday.
There's a whole section of players
who
scored
points.
How many
pages are we talking?
There was probably a full page of them. I've lost that page now. I got scolded.
You got scolded. Talk,
got scolded,
damn it.
Put the book away.
Put the book away. Oh, wait. I think we have a – Brian's on the phone. That's a good sign. Oh, it's his mom. Never mind.
Hi, honey. I can
How
hear you.
Doing?
Who are those people?
So seven divisions in 9 years.
I'm mad you guys didn't know that right
impressive.
Off the top of your head.
It's pretty good.
And you call yourself fans.
I would like to point out, when I was in New Orleans for the Saints game, they had division banners hanging up in the Superdome. They had like four of them. One dated from like the 90s.
Okay.
So you can understand their excitement of their team this year.
Yeah.
You know, they're not used to this.
Right? The Bengals won the division. When's the last time that happened?
Yeah.
They haven't seen one of those hats since probably 1980, since Icky Woods.
So everybody's excited about hats and T-shirts, not just the Patriots.
It was before
hats. Exactly.
That's
cool. It was before hats. They probably didn't even have division hats back when the last time.
It was just straw.
People put a headband on and wrote division champs.
It was a classic wedge
cap. They just wrote it on their foreheads.
That's right.
All right. Is Mike on the phone? Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for all the emails. It's going great.
Am I the only one listening?
We're huge
no.
in Belgium.
What makes you think that?
Yeah, we're huge
all
in Belgium.
All of our fans don't speak English because they're international. But,
okay.
Pronounce your last name for me.
St. Ange.
Oh, I'm right. Ange. Okay, yeah. Great.
So I've been called worse.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't go there. But Brian's laughing, okay? You talk to the PFW guys a lot, I'm assuming.
Sometimes. You guys answer my emails, though.
What's that?
You guys are the only ones who answer my email.
Oh,
because Mike, your emails get us in trouble.
Some of them I have to bypass. I can't read out loud. But do you know the name of the book that everybody's obsessed with in the room right now?
Wasn't it Patriots All Access?
No, it's not.
No.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's a show that we produce with KSP.
Yeah, I know.
It's the definitive encyclopedia of the world-class franchise.
We'll give you a second shot. Come on.
I have no clue.
You have no clue. Did we say the name?
Mike is close. It is also sort of close to a name of a Patriot show.
It is. Yes. We have All Access as a show, and then there's another show that's directed towards
kids. In private?
No, it's not a radio show. We're talking TV here. Where are you from?
I am from Pennsylvania.
Oh, so you can't see our TV shows out there. You can see
but I can download them.
Oh, you can?
From the website.
Oh, yes. All Access goes up on the web. Okay.
I only get All Access and PFW in Progress.
Okay, you don't get the other one that's very close to the title of this book.
What part of PA are you from?
Erie. Right between Cleveland and Buffalo.
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh, believe me, I hear it all out here.
Man.
What's the weather like over there right
now? It's snowy.
Nice, yeah. I don't even know what it's like outside. I haven't been outside all day. I refuse to go out there.
Yeah, well, I'm about 90 miles from Pittsburgh, Erie, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, and Cleveland.
Wow.
So I get it from all sides.
That's
But it's great being a Pats fan now.
Yeah.
Especially out there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Next year I'll be able to go to all three games.
Nice. All right. Well, I wish you had the right answer for us.
All righty.
But you're going to have to buy your hat online. Get it
I'm
going
to have to use that stupid gift card I got from the pro shop. The NFL pro shop.
There you go. Get yourself a nice champion's hat.
Later.
Thank you.
That's something that came out this week, too, was the opponents for next year came out this week.
That's right.
Did it?
Guess who we're playing again? The Colts.
Well, we get them at home this time.
Yeah.
Steelers away. It's a solid home. Green Bay.
Yeah.
Vikings.
Yep.
We're playing the Jets home.
No kidding.
When's the last time that happened?
Wait, I didn't even realize that came out.
I was just trying to find it on the Globe. And,
that's a solid home. There's not, if you were to say you could get free tickets to any home game next year, they're all good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nice. A solid.
It's a solid schedule next year.
Yeah.
All right, Steven from KC is on hold for us. Steven, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for listening. Do you have an answer to our question of the day?
Yep, I hope so. Is it a total Patriots?
You are correct, sir. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
You are correct. Yeah. Have you seen this book or heard about it?
No, I haven't. I was actually going to buy it today after you guys talked about it, though.
Fantastic. Where are you buying it?
PatriotsSportsShop.com.
I'm going to buy it online. I actually live in Kansas City, so it'd be hard to drive up there.
We should drive up.
1 point.
We ship to
for
Kansas
Jim.
City.
We'll pay for your gas.
They ship to Kansas City. So
Jim, can you give them that address one more time?
PatriotsPro Shop.com.
PatriotsPro Shop.com. Well, you have a nice, gray, beautiful Division Champs hat coming to you. Send your information to Brian. He'll grab it from you and just send an email or give him to stay on the phone, actually. He'll get it from you now. All right.
Okay, great. Thanks
for calling in.
Thank you.
Enjoy your new hat. Sorry, I might have cut you off there. Kansas City, we got another.
All right.
Mike, you're not the only one listening.
We're huge in Kansas City.
Huge.
We're huge in Kansas City. I like that they're calling from, well, not necessarily. What did he say? He's from Erie?
Yeah.
Well, he's from Kansas City, and he's a Patriots fan. That's cool.
That is. That's nice.
That's nice. That you're is totally nice. Not caring
and then
right now.
We had Sheila down in Clearwater, Patriots fan. We had somebody from Seattle.
Can we stop putting Scotch?
Scotch from England.
I want to meet Scotch.
It's too bad. I should have grabbed Scotch.
We should have brought him in the show.
He's probably like,
what? How long ago did you see him?
Like, let me sit next to pulling the stool over. This morning, probably around, I'd say 11 o'clock, he was going to CBS Scene for lunch.
Yeah, that's
scotch.
What he told you at 11 a.m.
Oh,
yeah.
He's
do they serve scotch at CBS Scene?
Oh, yeah.
You look like
I hear.
Did you tell him to get the potato? What did you get?
The potato skin pizza.
Did you tell him to get that?
No, I chose CBS Scene to eat after I talked to Scotch.
Oh,
maybe he inspired me.
I think he did a little bit. Did you have
subliminal message?
Did you have some scotch at lunch?
I did.
Wait, so go back. I think I spaced out. What did you guys talk about at pizza?
We didn't have it together.
Oh, you had it by yourself.
Yeah.
All right. I clearly wasn't listening when you told
that
story.
We all kind of divorced each other this week.
I had the delightful pleasure of having pizza with Mr. Ken Flanders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yes.
How's Levi doing?
Levi's doing good.
We miss Levi. He was good.
He was talking up a big storm today, put down 6 slices of pizza, and he fell short.
Really?
He fell short, yeah.
That's tough with Leo's, though.
Yeah.
That's
Leo's
what,
are big slices.
Sizes?
Big slices, yeah.
Oh, that sounds so good right now. I'm hungry. I think that's my problem. I come in here hungry, and I can't think. And you guys sit here and talk about freaking pizza. We're supposed to be talking about shirts and hats.
Like Little Italy.
And we're all full. We're like, oh.
Yeah, they're all ready to take a nap. All right. Come on. We gave away a good present.
Yeah.
Everybody's signing up to get their Total Patriots book and their Division Champions hats.
The Pro Bowl was announced yesterday.
This is true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got Mankins. We got Will Fork as starters. Mm-hmm. And then Brady and Welker are reserves.
Right.
So, be awesome.
Still think well.
So, I know
they're
I know Ken
Miami
was
regardless.
A nice little player.
Ken was working with Reebok on possible Pro Bowl jerseys.
Oh, that's cool.
Have we
seen those before?
Yes.
Well, yeah. But they change the design every year.
Yeah, and it's in Miami this year. It's not in Hawaii, so they're probably like changing it all up.
Yep.
For the 1 year, it's going to be in Miami.
So,
is it supposed to go back to Hawaii next year?
I think so, yeah.
Mm. Yep. All right, well, I don't know how that's going to work out, but those guys, regardless, get to go down there. And you know,
well, unless they're in the Super Bowl.
That's true. I mean, they're going to get to go if they're in the Super Bowl, but I mean, regardless,
right,
they get a trip to Miami. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you guys do anything with the Pro Bowl gear?
Well, yeah, we're talking about just getting the player jerseys right now.
Where were you on that 5 minutes ago, Brian? Just kidding.
Getting our winners' information.
I'm kidding. He's trying to help us out. But that would be interesting. I think that would be something cool to have, especially for a guy like, I mean, everybody. This is no one's first time. Welker's second, Will Fork second, and I think Megan's second.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
But that's cool.
Yeah, they usually neat pretty cool jerseys.
Yeah, they're always unique. Like I said, the designs change every year. They get their separate logo on there as well. So
when do you think that would be an option of buying?
2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to say that. I shouldn't have even asked the question. So is there more around the Pro Bowl as far as, like, not, I mean, not really player involved, but just...
Yeah, no.
We'll 2010 Pro Bowl gear.
No, yeah.
I don't think anybody ever really makes a huge deal out
of
it.
Yeah, we'll get the jersey in. That's probably it. I think they have generic Pro Bowl gear. We could get a generic T-shirt or a hat, but people just want Patriots stuff. So
yeah.
That's all we get.
Everyone sucks but me.
Who was that?
Brady.
Brady.
Oh, was that on the Saturday
Night Live? Must be.
I think it might have been on The Simpsons or Saturday Night Live, one of those.
Oh, that's hilarious. I have never heard that.
Everyone sucks but me.
I found that list of opponents for next year. Jeff pointed out that ESPN Boston had it.
Okay.
It's the home is Colts, Ravens, Bengals, Packers, Vikings, Bills, Dolphins, Jets.
Whoa.
There's the Jets.
So we might have Brett Favre come in here.
Road is Chargers, Browns, Steelers, Bears, Lions, Bills, Dolphins, Jets.
Yep.
That sounds like a pretty good lineup there.
Road trip.
And does anybody keep up with the rotation? I forget. I can never. You know, really, I always have to go back to Brian and tell him to Brian Lowe explains the way the
AFC
schedule
South.
Yeah, this
NFC
year there. Yeah.
The good news is there's only one West Coast team. That's the Chargers, and that's on the road. So only one trip out there.
One trip out there, as opposed to four. That was crazy when you think about that. Four trips out there.
Yep.
And no one cares. Good. I'm glad I'm talking to you. That's good.
I'm looking
thanks
at playoff scenarios.
Out. What are you looking at?
Playoff scenarios.
Okay, that's... give us a playoff scenario run to wrap up the show.
No,
let's do predictions.
Have you seen this thing?
It's crazy. I can't. Have you seen? I'm going to go ahead and plug another website. I don't know why, but Yahoo has it. I'm fascinated with this playoff scenario little game that they have. Not a game, but if you go and click on different games and pick winners and ties and all this, the helmets change according to how the playoff scenario look. Yeah, and
that's
it matches
neat.
It up for you. So
wow.
I spent way too much time on it yesterday, kind of like a puzzle. Like, what
if
happens
the Browns
if that happens?
It.
Yeah. But I had it where, like, the Jets could be playing the Patriots at home.
That's what's going to happen.
But that was only if they tie the Bengals, I think.
No. If we win and the Jets win. Well, yeah, if the Jets win.
Jets win, they're in.
Yeah, if the Jets win, we end up getting them.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
No, because here's why.
I don't think it's
they
cut
would be
and dried
the,
like
they
that.
Would be the lowest seed, right? No matter what happens if they get in, I think they're automatically the lowest seed. I could be wrong about that, but I thought that was the case.
There's a chance that the Patriots would be.
So whether we win or lose, if Cincinnati loses, we'd still be ahead of them, so we'd still get the weakest seed, and that would be the Jets. I think the Jets' only case can be the sixth seed.
All right. Well,
they can't be the fifth.
I'm telling you, go on Yahoo and start plugging it. It's fascinating. Anyway, I'm probably not supposed to be playing. But I mean, it really helped out as far as there's so many scenarios. That's why Sunday's just crazy. Like, you can't possibly predict anything.
Oh, you
right
look
now.
At the NFC, there's divisions that haven't even been won yet.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot at stake.
Yeah, isn't
weekend.
It weird? They know which teams are going to be in.
Right, but they don't know.
But they have no idea who the one seed might be still.
Which means
they have an idea.
Nothing can be said as far as scheduling, for next weekend.
Yep.
As far as Saturday, Sunday, who knows when the Patriots are going to play.
Right.
So is it usually a 4 o'clock and an 8 o'clock game? Mm-hmm. Is that both days? And or Sunday Sunday is our night game?
Sunday,
Sunday
no.
Sunday is 1 and 4 still?
It's, yeah.
1 and 5 or something, 2 and 5.
Yeah, but it could be a short week if they're coming off the road in
the
Houston at Turner on Saturday.
There's not a lot of big market teams in there, so it merely makes you think that we have a real shot at that Saturday night primetime game.
Which is that at 6?
I don't know.
I hope we get the Saturday night game. This place will be electric.
That's one word for it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
A whole day to
getting
liquor up.
Excited.
I don't have to go to work the next day.
The Patriots Pro Shop.
Saturday night games here have always been the wildest games.
Oh, absolutely. God. It'll be cocktail hour.
Yeah. It'll be cocktail day.
Get your glassware now.
There you go.
Plenty of shot glasses.
It's plenty to go around. And
get your flask.
Well, that's great. People get one more day of tailgating in this season.
Yeah, this is good.
Yep.
This is good.
It is
good. This is a good spot.
We're in a happy place, Jeff.
It's good.
Hopefully it won't be snowing. Yeah, you're like...
No, hopefully it will
You can't
snow.
Even talk. You're like over there so excited. Saturday night game.
You're drooling on yourself.
You think you just did.
Officially. You made fun of Christina earlier.
I did, well...
Now you Jim the Cobb right on your pants.
You just... What?
Oh, sorry.
What? I missed that.
Right.
Wait a second.
On that note, I think we're going to wrap this one up.
So much show. You ever watch that show, Three Sheets?
No.
The world's greatest drinking show.
What? And I've never heard about this?
It's on the Fine Living Network. Maybe you don't watch enough of the Fine Living Network.
I've never heard about that either. What cable provider do you have?
Comcast.
The Fine Living Network.
That's FLN.
It's a show called Three Sheets.
We all know it.
Hosted by Zane Lamprey. He travels the world and drinks with people.
That is amazing. I'm going to go find. That is the best news I've heard all day.
It is the best show. The world's greatest drinking show.
Out of my hour here on Shop Talk, that is the best news I have heard all day long. So I think we're going to go out on that note. Wait, get Three Sheets? That's what it's called?
It's called Three Sheets.
Three Sheets. I'm looking it up. Everybody.
Dynamite drop in.
Get your playoff scenarios going.
We're
going to
go drinking with Scotch.
Let's go find Scotch. Let's go. All right, everybody have a good Wednesday night. We'll see you next week right here on Shop Talk.
Happy New Year.